My text this morning is from Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 2, verse 16. This was Christ's purpose, to reconcile the two in a single body, to God, through the cross. When I became minister of Ossett United Reformed Church in Yorkshire, one of the first things that happened was that the local paper, the Ossett Observer, sent round a reporter and a photographer so they could put a photograph and an article in the local paper. The photographer came round, took the picture, and the reporter came round, and he said he'd like to know a little bit about my life, a bit about my church work, and also a little about any hobbies. And so I said to him that I was a long-standing supporter of Lancashire cricket. And I said, well, if you want an eye-catching and controversial headline, put that Minister is a supporter of Lancashire cricket. And sure enough, next Saturday when the local paper came out, it was new Minister is Red Rose cricket fan. And I thought to myself, are they going to talk to me again? Are they going to smile at me? Fortunately, they did. Possibly the biggest problem in the world is division and hostility between people. And one of the things that Jesus came to do was to bring peace, reconciliation and harmony between people. The theme of our reading from Paul's letter to the Ephesians is reconciliation between people and reconciliation between people and God. But Jesus not only came to bring peace between people and peace between people and God, but he called upon us to be ambassadors of that peace, proclaiming it and sharing it. Now, the division that Paul has particularly in mind is a division between Jews and Gentiles. And this division was hardened by Gentile immorality and godlessness. And Jesus came and brought morality and God to the Gentiles. The division was also hardened by the Jewish insistence that people should obey the law of Moses and be circumcised. And Jesus came and said that obedience to the rules and regulations of the law of Moses was no longer necessary for access to God. Jesus himself brings us access with God. And so Jesus came to bring reconciliation between Jew and Gentile. Peace and reconciliation between races and between nations and within nations is very important. And so we need peace between Jew and Arab. There needs to be peace within the country of Syria, and there's many other places throughout the world where there needs to be peace. And so peace and reconciliation is as much needed today as it was in the time of Jesus. But of course, the trouble is that people give far more time and effort to division and hostility. Lester Pearson, when he accepted the Nobel Peace Prize, said that man trains for war like giants, but trains for peace like stunted pygmies. And if we were to spend the money that we do on weapons of war, on food and on medicines, there would be far less hunger and disease. And so there's this great need for reconciliation between nations and between races and various other groups. But Jesus also came to bring reconciliation between individual people. And so in the Sermon on the Mount, we read that Jesus says that if your brother has a grievance against you, go and make peace with your brother, and then come and worship. And we know that division and hostility between friends, between neighbours, and within families can cause an awful lot of heartache and damage. And division between races or groups and division between individual people is linked, because first of all, we need reconciliation between individuals if we're going to get reconciliation between races and groups. Someone once said, "The man who sets out to change society is an optimist, but the man who sets out to change society without changing the individual is a lunatic." But we need to say a couple of things about trying to bring peace and reconciliation. First of all, it's not peace at any price. It's not a cheap peace. Jesus didn't come to bring peace with injustice and that which was wrong. We remember how he turned over the tables of the dealers and the money changers in the temple because they were exploiting the worshippers. And also, it isn't necessarily quick and easy to bring about peace. I can remember a friend and a neighbour once saying to me that he was having trouble with another neighbour because this other neighbour frequently went into his garden and started making abusive remarks and swearing. And that meant that my friend, his wife and children, found it very difficult to go and sit in their own garden. And so my friend decided to call on the neighbour and try to talk the problem through and sort it out. And when he did so, all his neighbour offered was that my friend should come outside and they would have a punch-up. When Jesus talked of peace and reconciliation, which of course he brought on the cross, we need to remember that the peace Jesus did bring was through the cross. It was through suffering. And so we need to remember that bringing peace isn't always easy, and it can be difficult and costly. But Jesus' purpose is not only to bring peace between people, but also to bring peace between people and God. God made people in his own image to love him, but people sinned. And so this brought a division between people and God. Imagine it like this. There's a river, and on each side of the river are two banks. One bank represents humanity, and the other bank represents God. How are the two to be brought together? Well, the only way is a bridge. And by definition, a bridge touches both sides. And so, what person is both man and God? The only person fulfilling this role is Jesus Christ, fully man and fully God. Jesus is our bridge with God, overcoming sin. He unites us with God by forgiving our sin. This metaphor of a bridge is useless. Think of London. It's divided by the River Thames, and between Westminster Bridge and Tower Bridge there are 10 other bridges. There are 6 road, 3 rail and a footbridge, and they link South London and the southern counties with North London. And without those bridges, well, London would lose an awful lot of its life and its vitality. And so we can see Jesus as the life-giving bridge between people and God. Jesus joins what is separated. He overcomes what is divided. Jesus brings us fellowship with God. Our text tells us that Jesus came to bring about reconciliation. The Concise Oxford Dictionary describes reconciliation as to make friendly after an estrangement, to heal a quarrel, to bring harmony between what is apparently incompatible. And so reconciliation is not simply overcoming division and hostility. It's far more positive than that. It's also bringing about well-being, harmony, and happiness. It's about bringing joy and peace and blessing. And Jesus has given his followers and the church the role of continuing his ministry of reconciliation. And so we are to try to bring peace between friends, between neighbours, in the community and in the world. Where there is hatred, we need love. where there's injustice. We need what is right. Where there's class selfishness, we need welfare for all. Where there's colour prejudice, we need colour blindness. Where there's war, we need peace. And where there's unbelief, we need faith. And of course, this won't be easy. At times it will be difficult and costly. But we are called to follow Jesus, the great reconciler and peacemaker. Amen.